KSL News Time 6:09, our first check of Triple Team traffic on this Thursday morning. Good morning to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. For those of you living in Salt Lake County, you might see some leftover wet roads in your neighborhoods, but not really affecting the freeways or any major streets. The only big problem we have right now is eastbound 45th South down to one lane while crews repair the intersection, the power pole at the intersection of 45th South and 300 East. Main line of the freeways, though, at the full speed limit, Draper to downtown. Eric Butler.
Just got a report of a crash eastbound 146 South at Minuteman Drive over in the Draper Bluffdale area. If you're heading over to the freeway in Utah County, you're not going to run into too many obstacles. 800 North in Orem's a little bit busy. I-15 is looking great, northbound and southbound. Heather?
We still don't have a whole lot of traffic on the roads through Weber and Davis County, although southbound I-15 is filling in mostly between Clearfield and Woods Cross, and the roads are still pretty damp through that stretch as well, so that may take extra braking time, so you want to slow down your speeds a bit. The roads are drying out a little bit on US 89 in Fruit Heights as well, but the rest of your roads are dry and no accidents reported. Put a smile on your face and buy happy at Performance Toyota Bountiful, just off exit 315. With great customer service, we'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.